John Warden is a retired Air Force colonel who's been described as the architect of Americans' air strategy in the Gulf War. He's also co-author of the book Winning in Fast Time. Colonel Warden joins us today from his home in Montgomery, Alabama. Colonel Warden, how successful do you think that last night's Afghan operation was, and what did the Special Forces accomplish?
Well, Lisa, it's of course just from the information that we have so far. We don't know a lot about the details, but any time that you put your own people well behind enemy lines and apparently get them out and you don't suffer any casualties, you have done pretty good work. So I would say that this mission was probably pretty successful and probably accomplished what it was set out to do.
Can you tell what that was, what it was set out to do?
Well, again, you don't know for sure, but you begin to think about the Rangers and the Special Forces as a kind of a precision weapon. It's kind of like a bomb in a sense, except that you put it down on the ground where that you need to identify and take out some specific person or group of people, or sometimes to capture some documents or do something else that you can't do from the air.
Who are the U.S. Rangers anyway, and what's their role?
Well, the Rangers, Rangers have been around since World War II in the United States, and then obviously in other forms of going back a long ways before that. Very highly trained, capable of carrying out very intense, normally very short duration, in and out operations under a variety of weather, terrain, night and day conditions. And you need to think about them not as kind of traditional combat forces that go in to slug it out with an opposing army, but instead things that go in to accomplish something very, very quickly, minutes, hours, maybe more than that on occasion, and then get out with whatever it was that they went in to get.
You already mentioned that one of the goals, you're surmising that one of the goals of such forces could be to either capture documents, capture people, or kill people, certain targeted people. Is that all you think they're doing in Afghanistan? Could they be doing something else?
Well, the other things that they could be doing, although I wouldn't think that that would have been part of this operation, is to train and to organize local resistance movements. In this particular case, though, I would suspect that it was almost certainly either designed to get some intelligence material, to get somebody, or to destroy something that, for whatever reason, maybe a proximity to a mosque or something of that sort, made it a little bit more difficult to hit with a bomb.
Colonel Warden, there's been a lot of talk about the onset of winter in Afghanistan and how brutal the winter months can be there. Do you think that's a major obstacle to operation there?
Yeah, it really is. But the real obstacle is not so much for us, but it's an obstacle for the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. What we have done so far is, apparently at any rate, is to take away the majority of the Taliban's ability to move by air. We've reduced their communications capability significantly. Now they're in a country the size of Texas, and winter comes, and the only way that they can move from one place to another is over roads, and I'm guessing that they're probably not plowed with quite the same regularity they might be here in the United States. So this winter is going to be, I think, an enormous problem for both Al-Qaeda and for the Taliban.
But they're natives to that country. Can't they just, first of all, they know the terrain, and can't they hunker down and not cross any of those roads until it's convenient for them to do so?
Sure, but the point is that Al-Qaeda is a threat to us when it is doing something, when it is training, when it is planning and conducting operations outside of Afghanistan. And if they are hunkering down for the winter, they're stuck in a cave someplace, they're not doing a darn thing that's going to hurt us.
Colonel John Warden is a strategy expert and co-author of the book Winning in Fast Time. Thank you, Colonel Warden.
Lisa, thank you.